Pirik Vav. In Pirik Vav, it seems to be really a continuation of Pirik Dalet. We go back to the description of the attack of the enemy, and a lot of the similar language to Pirik Dalet. Pasuk Aleph. Ha'ezu b'nei Binyamin mikerev Yerushalayim ubitkoa tek'u shofar ve'al bet ha'kerem su'u mas'et ki ra'a nishkafa misafon v'shever gadol. Ha'ezu b'nei Binyamin, we said, come together, gather. Same lashon we saw earlier. Ha'ezu means to gather together. Mikerev Yerushalayim, out of the midst of Yerushalayim, ubitkoa tiku shofar, and again blow the shofar in tikoa. It's a little lashon of lashon. Ubitkoa tiku shofar, blow the shofar there. Ve'al bet hakerem su'u mas'et, and put a flag over bet hakerem. For evil can be spied misafon, coming from the north, v'shevet gadol, and a major disaster. Pasuk bet, hanava v'hameunaga damiti batzion. I compared batzion to a beautiful and delicate woman. That's the mashal of tzion, is a beautiful woman, and there was the one who's delicate. Now what happens to her in Pasuk Gima? Elea yavo ro'im ve'edrahim tak'u aleha o'alim saviv ra'u ish et yado. Who comes to this beautiful woman? Now shepherds come to her with her flocks. They pitch their tents about her, each one grazing in his place. So the people who come, which is Mashal, the enemy, these are ro'im, shepherds. They are lowly people that come to her, and of course to attack her. Pasuk Dalet. Kedishu aleha milhama, kumu v'na'ale v'sahorayim, oilanu kifana hayom ki yenatu selile arif. And this, the enemies, those ro'im, which represent the enemies, this is what they say. Kedishu aleha milhama, devote a war against her. Kumu na'alev sarayim, let us attack at noon, the perfect time to attack in the middle of the day. And then the enemy is pained. The day is coming close. Ki anatus le'erev, and the late afternoon is coming. The shadows of the afternoon. The shadows of late afternoon are growing. So the enemy is pained because the day is leaving, and there'll be no more time for destruction. So enthusiastic is the enemy in his plot to kill and destroy. Pasuk hey, kumu v'ne'ale b'layla v'neshchita al minoteha. So the enemy says, even though the day is leaving, we're going to be extra vigilant in our attack. Kumu v'ne'ale, let us attack at night and destroy our palaces even at night. We won't wait till tomorrow. Pasuk Vav, Kiko amar onai sevaot, kirtu etza, v'shifchu al Yerushalayim solela, hi ha'ir hofkad kula oshek bekirba. Says, this is the word of Hashem. Cut down wood, pour out a ramp against Yerushalayim. Solela is like a battering ramp. You use the wood to create a battering ramp. Hi ha'ir hofkad kula. This is the city that is now being brought to account. Oshek b'kirba, because there is oppression in her midst. Pasuk Zayin. Kehakir bayir memeha, ken hekera ra'ata, hamas bashod yishama ba, al panai tamid holi umaka. As a spring springs forth its waters, so she springs forth evil. Corruption and thievery are heard in her before me continuously, disease and affliction. So the mashal here is like water flowing from a spring, so evil comes from her. As you have water coming from a spring, so evil flows always continuously from her. The Navi talks about the oppression of the Aniyim, which of course is Hamash and Shod, but also Holi and Makar, that according to the Radak is how they oppress the Aniyim. They're Mahleh, they sicken the Aniyim. Pasuk Hait. Hivasiri Yerushalayim Penteka Nafshi Mimich Pen Asimich Shemama Eretz Lonoshava. Hivasiri Yerushalayim, do Teshubah, because if not, I will remove my soul from you entirely. Teka Nafshi Mimich, I will detach myself from you. And I will, of course, make you a wasteland, an uninhabited land. Pasuk Tet. Ki koam Adonai Sevaot ole li olelu kagefen she'erit Yisrael hashev yadecha keboser al salselot. Because this is what Hashem says. Ole li olelu kagefen she'erit Yisrael. Olelot is a remnant of the grapevine. When after all the grapes fall, right, fall off or are removed, there is a cluster of grapes that has very few left. That is called olelot. That is known to us as part, the portion that is given to the poor person because there's very little left. But he says, oleli oleluk gefen sherit Yisrael. After the destruction is wrought and there's nothing left on Yisrael, just like the little of a grapevine, they will clean that too. They will destroy whatever is left, the few that are left. Hashev yadecha, they send their hand out again. Kiboser al saselot, like boser is the one who plucks the grapes over the shoots, even over the little grapes that are left, meaning nothing will be left. Pasuk yud, al mi adabera ve'aida bishmau, hine arela oznam ve'lo yichlu lakshiv. Hine devar Adonai haya lahem leharpa velo yahpetsu ba. Who shall I speak and warn that they will take heed, that they will listen? Their ear is blocked and they're unable to listen. The word of Hashem has become an object of ridicule to them and they have no desire for it. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Behamat Adonai maleti nil'eti hachil shifoch al olal bahutz ve'al sod bahurim yahtav ki gam ish im isha li'elechedu zaken im melei yamim. So now we have a metaphor. I am filled with anger of Hashem. It's filled me and I can no longer carry it. I can't carry this, all of this, the anger of Hashem. And of course, the Navi is talking about the prophecies of the anger of Hashem. Shifoch al olal. And this is very harsh. Pour this anger on the children that are in the street and on the gathering of youths. Sod, right, is a gathering of youths. Ki gam ish v'gam isha yilechedu, men and women will be captured. Old and the very, very aged. Pasuk Yudbet. V'nasabu batehem la'achirim, sadot v'nashim yahdav, ki ate et yadi al yoshvei ha'aretz neumat ha'olam. Their houses will be given over to others, and their fields and their women together, for I will stretch out my hand against the inhabitants of the land. That's the word of Hashem. Pasuk Yud Gimel. כי מקטנם ועד גדולם כולו בוסי הבצה, ומנביא ועד כהן כולו עושה שקר. So, the question is, why would God exact such punishment even on the children, even on the aged? So, this pasuk, pasuk Yud Gimel. Because from their young to their old, all of them, botzei abatza, they take booty, they abuse and they steal. Uminavivat kohen, from the neviim and the kohanim kulo osishiket, they all deal in falsehood. So this is so abundant in the society that evil is everywhere. Pasuk yudalid. V'yirapeu et shever ami al nekala lemor shalom shalom ve'en shalom. V'yirapeu here means they make it light, right? They make it easy. V'yirapeu et shever ami. They don't really heal it. They just relieve it. They make it light. Which is the impending disaster that will come on the people. Al nekala, by making light of it, lemor, shalom, shalom, there'll be peace and peace. But there is no peace. Pasuk tetvav, hovishu ki to'eva asu. Gam bosh lo yevoshu, gam achlim lo yadau, lachen yiplu banoflim, be'et pekatim yikashlu amar Adonai. The Nevi turns and asks it almost as a question. Were they ashamed that they did these toivot, these terrible acts? And he answers, Gambosh lo yevoshu. They were not, and they will never feel shame. And they will not, Gamachlim lo yadau. They did not know to be embarrassed. Lachen yiplu banuflim. Right? They will fall with the fallen people. Be'et katim, when I punish them. Yikashlu, they'll stumble. Amar Adonai, says Hashem. Pasuk tzayin, Ko amar Adonai, imdu al derechim, ur'u v'sha'alu l'ntivot olam, eze derech hatov ul'chuba, umes'u margoa l'nafshechem, bayomru lo nerech. Hashem tells the people, stand on the roads and look. See the right path. Ask, right, imdu al derachim uru v'sha'alu, ask, l'ntivot olam. Ask the paths of history. Eze derech hatov, what is the good path? Ulchuba, and follow that path. Umirsu margoa l'nafshechem. If you do that, you will find peace for your soul, rest for your soul. Vayomru lo nelech, so we will not. The people are told to analyze for themselves what's the right path. But they are to blame, because they refuse to walk in that path. Right? They cannot blame the Nevi Eshekir, because the Nevi tells them, seek for yourselves what the proper path is. And their own lack of interest to follow the true path is their own fault. Pasuk Yudzayin, Vakimoti alechem sofim, Hakshivu lekol shofar, Vayomru lo nakshiv. And the Navi continues, I pointed watchmen over you, who warned you, listen to the sound of shofar, but you said we will not listen. You also had true Nevi'im that I gave you. And so you can't, again, just blame the fact that we're Nevi'e Sheken. Pasuk Yudchet, לכן שמעו הגויים ודעו עדה את אשר בם. Therefore, hear the nations, know the congregation, the evil that will come upon them. פסוק יוטט, שמעי הארץ, הנה אנוכי מעביר על העם הזה פרי מחשבותם, כי על דברי לא הקשיבו לתורתי ואם עשו בה. Listen the land, I'm bringing evil upon this nation. The fruits of their schemes, for they did not listen to my words or my Torah or my teachings, they rejected it. And the Mefarshim bring the concept of primashivotam, meaning they are being punished for the fruits of their schemes, not for their schemes themselves, but for the fruits of the schemes, which are the evil actions that come out of the scheming that they have performed. Pasuk Kaf. Lama zili levona misheva tavo lechane hatov me'eretz merhak olotechem lo l'ratzon v'zechem lo arvuli. This is a very familiar theme that we see in the Navi, the critique of the overemphasis on the korban and the sacrificial worship instead of doing tshuva. And here, he goes even further. Why have you spent so much effort getting the best ingredients going so far? Right? Levonam Sheva, going all the way to Sheva to get the frankincense. Kane Hatov Me'eretz Merhak, right? And the kane of certain aromatic cane from far lands. Olotechem lo leratzon. Your olot are not for my desire. Vizivichem and your shlamim were not pleasing to me. Again, the rejection of the korbanot. You overemphasized the sacrifices as opposed to doing teshuvah. Pasuk Kaf Aleph. Lachen ko amar Adonai hini notin elam haze mikhsholim v'cheshlubam. Avot u'banim yahtav shachen v'reo v'avadu. So Hashem says, I am putting stumbling blocks before this people, and they will stumble over them. Fathers and sons together, meaning fathers won't warn sons and sons won't warn fathers, as well as the neighbor and his acquaintance, they will perish. Pasuk Kaf Bet. And here we talk about again the impending doom of the approach of the enemy from Bavel. Ko amar Adonai hine am ba me'eretz tzafon v'goy gadol ya'or me'yarkete aretz. A people's coming from the land of the north. Great nation will come itself from the ends of the earth. Pasuk of Gimel. Keshet v'kidon yahziku. Achzarihu v'lo yirahemu. Kolam kayam yeheme v'al susim yirkavu. Aruch ish lamilhama alayich batzion. Again, a very horrific description of the enemy. Keshet v'kidon yahziku, the aggress, bow and spear. It's a cruel nation. They will have no pity. Their voice will be like the raging sea. They will ride horses, equipped like a man setting out to battle against you, Batzion. Pasuk Kaf Dalid. Shamanu et shom'o, rafu yadenu. Sarah hezikatnu hil kayoleda. When we heard about his reputation, our hands grew weak. Pain took hold of us. The pain's like a woman in childbirth. And again, the hil kayoleda is the pain of childbirth. It still hints at some level of nehama, that at least it's not the pain of death, but it's the pain of birth. Kafhe. Al tetzu asade ubaderech al telechu kiherev leoyev magor misaviv. We're told, don't go out, don't go to the fields, don't go to the roads, for the enemy has a sword and terror surrounds. Pasuk Vav. Bat ami hegrisak vitpalishi ba'efer evel yahid aselach misped tamrurim ki pitom yavo ashoded alem. Bat ami, the daughter of my people, hegrisak, put on sackcloth, vitpalishi ba'efer, wallow in dust. Mourn evil yahid. Evil yahid, as the Farshim bring it as, that it should be as strong that Adak says if you lost your only son, right? It should be a mourn as if for one only child. The Mitzvot says that you should mourn be yahid, because if you should go outside, you'll be in danger. So you should mourn evil yahid aselach, because the shodet will come on us even further. So therefore, you have to do an evel yachid inside, because the shodet will come on us. So even what you're mourning for the past, you still have to be careful, because there is more enemies coming. Ki pitom yavo shodet aleinu, that'll come very quickly. Pasuk kav zayin. Bahon netaticha be'ami mivsar v'teda u'bahanta et darkam. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu addresses the Navi, and he tells him, I made you strong amongst my people, a fortified city, and you should see and observe their ways and test them. And how will the Navi test them? He has to speak without fear and see how they react. Pasuk kafhet. Kulam sare sorerim, holche rahil, nehoshet ubarzel, kulam mashhetim hem. Kulam sare sorerim, they are ultimate rebels. And it's also a play on words, sare sorerim, meaning even their ministers are rebels. Holche rahil, they are gossipers. And even the servants will gossip against their masters. Nehoshet ubarzel kulam mashaitim. Like copper and iron, they are all destroyers. Together, all the people, the sarim, the abadim, they all together are to blame. They're destroyers. Pasuk kaftet. Nahar mapuach me'eshtam ofaret lashav saraf sor saraf sarof. V'ra'im lo nitaku. Mapuah is the bellows that actually are there to clean out and purify the metal. But here, the bellows are just singed by fire. Right? The lead is spent. And the smelter smelts in vain, for the dross is not removed. Meaning, all the purifying that is done through these mechanisms is useless, because at the end of the day, there's nothing left at the end of the purifying. Everything is destroyed. We try and purify, but we purify so much that absolutely nothing is left. Kesef nim'as kar'u lahem kimas Adonai b'hem. People call out, it is rejected silver, for God has rejected them.